先 scripture reading.
Oh, so we will have the scripture reading first.
请大家打开圣经罗马书十五章。
Please open your Bible, Romans chapter 15.
我们要来念十四到二十一节。
From verses 14 to 21，
由我来念。
I will read it to you。
弟兄们，我自己也深信你们是满有良善，充足了诸般的知识，也能彼此劝诫。但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的记性，特因神所给我的恩典。使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的，除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为，用神机骑士的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服，甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。我立的志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。我们将时间交给艾宝的牧师。
Now it's time for Pastor Paul's sermon.
Morning. I'd like to particularly welcome all of those of you who are here for the first time.
大家好，我非常欢迎你们。第一次来到我们中间的，我们真的是非常欢迎你们。
As Neil introduced me, I'm Paul Epp. I'm the pastor of the English congregation.
就像 Neil 介绍的，我的名字叫 Paul Epp. 我是在英文堂的牧师。
And I'd like to also introduce to you the other staff on our church.
我也向大家介绍我们教会的另外一个牧师。
So first of all, our Chinese congregation interim pastor, this is Pastor Andrew Lim.
林牧师是我们中文堂的兼职的牧师。
He's serving here for 1 year.
他在这里要服侍一年的时间。
And also David Liu.
我们还有David Liu.
He's a 2007 Cornell graduate and a 2015 Westminster Seminary graduate.
他是2007年在考内奥毕业，然后是2015年在 Westminster 毕业。
And Romans 15, verse 17, the Apostle Paul writes, "Therefore I glory in Christ in my service to God."
在罗马书十五章十七节，他这样说：“所以论到神的事，我在基督里都是有可夸的。”
And the Apostle Paul just gloried, he rejoiced in the opportunity to be in the ministry.
所以我们看到使徒保罗，他就是在这样服侍神，他是这样子的喜乐来服侍神。
And I can say for Pastor Lin, for Minister David, and for myself, we just rejoice that we have the privilege to be pastoring here.
我可以告诉大家，就是像林牧师还有我还有David 传道一样，我们真是在神里服侍是这样子的喜乐，也觉得是我们的特权。
And if there's any way that we can serve you, please let us know.
如果你们真的是有需要，可以让我们知道。
So when people find out that I work in a church, I'm often asked the question,So, are you a priest?
当人们知道我是在教会工作的时候，他们就会问我说，你是祭司吗？
This question frequently comes from people with a Catholic background who are used to calling their clergyman priest.
这些人通常是有一些天主教的背景，他们通常把他们的神职人员称为祭司。
Sometimes it comes from non-religious people who are not really acquainted with Protestant terminology.
或者一些是没有基督教背景的人，他们对一些神学上的概念、新教的概念并不清楚。
And I never know exactly how to answer that question.
我一直不知道应该怎样来回答他们的问题。
Usually what I say is something like, well, people in my church tend to call me a pastor rather than a priest.
我会说在我教会的弟兄姐妹他就叫我是牧师而不是祭司。
But sometimes I'm tempted to say, yes, I am a priest.
但是很多时候我想告诉他们就说是我确实是一个祭司。
Because biblically it is true that I am a priest.
因为圣经上就是这样告诉我们说就是我就是一个祭司。
Take a look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
让我们来看一下彼得前书二章九节。
The Apostle Peter writes, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
使徒彼得他这样说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。”
In the Old Testament days, only a select elite group of people could be called priests.
我们知道，在旧约呢，只有一群被拣选出来的人呢，他们才可以被称为是祭司。
They had to be descendants of Moses' brother Aaron.
他们必须是摩西的哥哥亚伦的后裔。
They were God's representative to people, and the people's representative to God.
他们是就是神的代言人，可以也是人的向神的一个代言人。
But the epistle of 1 Peter was not originally written to an elite group of clergymen.
但是我们知道呢，彼得前书呢，它并不是写给那些就是这样子一群的这样一个精英的人士。
Instead, it was written to all Christians that were scattered throughout the area that we would call today Turkey.
相反呢，它是这本书信呢是写给所有的基督徒的，是散居在我们现在知道的。
And yet, in this passage, the Apostle Peter informs these lay people that they are all priests.
在这些书卷里面呢，彼得告诉他们说，就是这些你们这些基督徒也是祭司。
In other words, the Apostle Peter is informing them that the priesthood is no longer limited to an elite group of clergymen.
就是彼得告诉他们说，这个祭司这个特权呢，并不是只局限于这一群有特别身份的人身上。
It's not just for people who wear a clerical robe or have gone to seminary.
就是说并不是只局限于这一些只穿着神职人员的外袍，或者去过上过神学院的这一群人。
Instead, all Christians are priests.
相反的是，所有的基督徒呢都被称为祭司。
All Christians represent God to humans and humans to God.
所有的基督徒呢就是代表神在我们中间向人的代表，或者说代表我们人可以向神去向来到神面前。
It doesn't matter your ethnicity.
不管你的是怎样的种族。
It doesn't matter whether you're a male or a female.
不管你的性别是男性还是女性。
And it doesn't matter whether you have been ordained or not.
也不在乎你是不是被有没有案例被案例。
Instead, the Bible teaches what Protestants call the priesthood of all believers.
圣经告诉我们说，就是我们所有相信神的都是祭司。
So that means that not only am I a priest,But if you are a Christian here today, you are a priest as well.
就是说，不仅我是祭司，如果你是基督徒的话，你也是祭司。
And that's a great privilege.
那我们知道，这是一个这是非常有特权的一个职分。
That means that we have direct access to God.
就是说，我们可以直接的到神面前去。
In other words, we don't have to go to another priest.So that he can speak to God on our behalf.
就是说我们不需要到另外一个神职人员面前去来把我们的需要告诉神。
And we don't have to wait for another human priest to communicate God's message to us. Instead, since we are all priests, we can have direct access into the awesome presence of God.
相反的是呢，因为我们是祭司，我们就可以直接的来到神面前去。
And we can tell him what's on our heart.
我们可以直接告诉神我们心里在想什么。
And we can listen to him to tell us what's on his heart.
我们也可以听神他要告诉我们，是什么。
But with great privileges come great duties.
但是我们知道这样子特别的这样一个权利呢，也是要有特别的责任。
And since we are all priests, we all have great duties as well.
因为呢，我们都是祭司呢，所以我们都有特别重要的责任。
But what are our duties as priests?
那我们做祭司的责任是什么呢？
In the Old Testament, the priest's duty was to sacrifice animals to God.
我们知道在旧约里，祭司的职责呢，就是要向神献祭。
The priest would sacrifice at least two different kinds of sacrifices to him.
我们知道呢，祭司呢至少要向神献两种的祭。
The first kind of sacrifice was called the sin offering.
第一种祭呢就是赎罪的祭。
In this case, the animal was sacrificed so that the people's sins could be forgiven.
在赎罪献赎罪祭的时候呢，就要把动物献上呢，把动物杀死，这样子的话，人的罪才能赦免。
But the second kind of sacrifice was called the thanksgiving sacrifice.
第二个祭呢就是感谢的祭。
In this case, the animal was sacrificed so the people could express their gratitude for what God had already did for them.
在感谢祭献感谢祭的时候，也是要把动物献上呢，然后表达就是人们对神的感谢的心。
So, if the duty of the priest is to sacrifice animals to God, should we clear the stage, put an altar there, and then start cutting?Sheep's throats and putting them on the altar.
如果献祭呢，神职人的献祭是把动物献上，把它杀死献给神呢，那是不是我们今天也需要把这个讲台清理干净，然后把动物献上呢？
Somehow I don't think that the SPCA would approve of that.
我想 SPCA 肯定不会同意的。
And to be honest, I don't think God would approve of that either.
那我们也我也觉得神也不会同意我们这样做。
And fortunately, Christians understand from the New Testament that when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he became our final and complete sin offering so that all sins have been forgiven from the past, the present, and the future.
我们作为基督徒，我们知道，当耶稣基督在十字架上把他自己献上的时候，他就把我们一切的罪，无论是现在、过去、现在、将来，一切的罪都已经涂抹了，已经献上，已经被涂抹了。
You see, animal sacrifices are no longer required because Jesus fulfilled the requirements for our sins to be forgiven.
我们知道现在呢，我们不需要把动物献上，因为耶稣基督已经完全的把自己献上，完成了这个公义。
Since our great high priest has already offered himself as the final sin offering, we as the common priest no longer have to offer up sin offerings.
因为我们的大祭司呢，把他自己献上当做赎罪祭，所以我们现在我们基督徒作为祭司，我们就不需要这样子把动物献上了。
However, we as Christians still have the priestly duty to offer up thanksgiving offerings.
但是我们作为祭司呢，我们也要把感谢的祭来献上。
Since God has been so good to us, it is our duty.To sacrifice offerings of thanksgiving to Him.
神对我们这样子的救恩，对我们这样子的好，所以我们就应该把我们的感谢的祭来献给神。
In Leviticus chapter 22, verse 29, Moses gives an important insight about thanksgiving offerings that still applies to us today.
在利未记二十二章二十九节，那摩西告诉我们应该怎样把感谢的祭来献上。
When you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, you shall sacrifice it so that you may be accepted.
们献感谢祭给耶和华，要献的可蒙悦纳。
Moses informed the priests that they should not give thanksgiving offerings of poor quality.
摩西告诫这些祭司说，他们献上的东西是不可以有残缺，不可以是不好的。
Instead, the offerings had to fulfill certain standards in order for them to be acceptable to God.
这些祭物呢，要达到一定的标准，才能被神所悦纳。
Imagine for a moment that you have a teenage niece and you want to express your love to her.
如果我们可以想象一下，如果你还有一个刚好在青春期的一个侄女呢，那你想给她一个礼物来表达你对她的爱。
And you know that she loves soft, fashionable cashmere sweaters.
你知道他非常喜欢那个新潮的那个非常漂亮的开斯米的外套。
But you want to give her a customized sweater designed specifically for her.
所以呢，你就想给她专门为她设计一个开斯米的一个外套。
So you go out and you buy yourself a cashmere goat.
所以你就出去呢买一只。可以产那个开斯米的这个羊毛的这个羊。
You feed the goat so well that it has the finest wool.
你这样好好的喂养这个羊呢，让它可以生产特别好的羊毛。
A few months later, you shear the wool off of your goat.
几个月以后呢，你就把羊毛剪下来。
And then you spin the wool into yarn on your own spinning wheel.
然后你在自己的纺线车上呢，把这个羊毛呢纺成线。
And as you invest hours of your time in crocheting that wool into a sweater, your friends express their amazement for the beauty of your craftsmanship.
然后你花很多的时间呢，来把这个羊毛呢可以织成衣服，然后你的朋友呢都非常的感叹说你做一个这样子的一个工艺品一样的一个毛衣。
In fact, several of them offer you several hundreds of dollars for that cashmere sweater.
甚至有人呢，甚至要愿意花几百块钱呢来买你这个羊毛衫。
But you refuse all offers because you're not making that sweater for money. You are making that sweater as a labor of love for your niece.
但是你并不想卖给他们，因为你织的这个毛衣就是为了来表达你对你的外甥、你侄女的爱，为她做的。
When you finally finish your masterpiece, you wrap it up in a stylish wrapping paper, and then you mail it to your niece.
当你把这毛衣织好的时候呢，你把它包在一个非常漂亮的礼品袋子里面，然后寄给你的侄女。
And then you wait expectantly to hear how your niece likes that present.
你就非常迫切的想知道的你的侄女呢是不是喜欢你寄给她这个毛衣。
You wait and you wait.
你等啊等啊。
And then finally, about 5 months later, you get this envelope.From your niece.
终于啊，五个月以后呢，收到了你的侄女的一封信。
You carefully open the envelope, only to pull out a mustard-stained napkin with the words, "Thanks for the clothing thingy. It was okay, I guess."
然后你还小心翼翼地把这封信打开。可是你竟然发现了里面是一个沾了芥末酱污迹的一个手机，然后上面写着说谢谢，我想你的礼物这个像衣服一样的礼物还好吧。
How do you think you would feel?
那你怎么是怎样的感觉？
That thank you note would be totally unacceptable because you deserve a lot more gratitude than that.
那我们真的是知道你应该得的赞赏应该更多啊，不说只是说谢谢你给我一个像衣服一样的东西。
And that's how God felt when the Old Testament Jewish priest gave him sacrifices that reflected a lack of gratitude.
这也是神当时对犹太人他们所献的祭的一个反应，他们所献的祭并没有表达出神对他们的爱。
Take a look at what what God says to the priest in Malachi chapter 1 verse 8.
我们在马拉基书一章八节，我们看神是怎样是谴责这些祭司的。
But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? And why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you kindly? Says the Lord of hosts.
我们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你？岂能看你的情面吗？这是万军之耶和华说的。
The Lord had made it very clear in the first five books of the Old Testament that the only types of animals that He would accept for offering would be animals without any defects.
神在摩西五经里面非常清楚地告诉他们说，只有毫无瑕疵的祭物，神才是喜悦接纳的。
But instead, the priest sacrificed blind, lame, and sick sheep to God, and animals that even government officials would totally reject.
但是这些祭司竟然把那些瞎眼的、瘸腿的、有残疾的献上，甚至他们当时的军长，他们都不会接受这样子的礼物。
In other words, only the priest's best was acceptable to God.
就是说，只有把最好的献上，才是神所可以接纳的。
Anything else was disgusting to
him. 我们知道，其余的都是神所厌恶的。
So if God only accepted animals without defects for thanksgiving offerings in the Old Testament, what does God expect, or what would God accept as a thanksgiving offering from us priests today?
所以我们看到在旧约里，神只喜悦那些就是把最完美的、最好的献给神。那我们今天神对我们的所献的礼物是一个什么样的？是我们应该献怎样的一个礼物给神
？In other words, what would be an acceptable and appropriate way for us as priests, or as we as priests, to offer a thanksgiving sacrifice to God to express our heartfelt gratitude for what God has already done for us.
就是我们现今我们基督徒，我们做祭司，我们应该给神献怎样一个祭呢？才能表达我们对神的真的是从内心而来的感谢呢？
The book of Romans actually informs us of two kinds of thanksgiving offerings that we should offer.
我们在罗马书十二章呢，实际上看到呢，神告诉我们说，我们要献两样的祭物，两种的祭物给神。
As we take a look at these two passages, ask yourself, are my thanksgiving offerings acceptable to God? Or am I actually offering Him like a defective thanksgiving offering to Him?
当我们来看这两段经文的时候，让我们来就我们自己反省一下，我们所献的给神的祭物是神所喜悦的吗？还是说我们献的祭物是有缺陷的祭物给神？
The first type of thanksgiving offering can be found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
我们第一类的祭物呢，我们可以在罗马书十二章第一节可以看到。
In this passage, we can discover that though God no longer requires animal sacrifices, the stakes are higher now.
我们知道神不再需要我们把动物献给神，但是我们知道神的标准更高了。
He now actually requires human sacrifice.
他现在让我们所要的祭就是把人来献上。
Romans 12:1 says, Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以在罗马书十二章第一节就说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
As a Christian, It is your priestly duty to make a human sacrifice.
作为我们基督徒，作为祭司，我们要把我们自己当作活祭献给神。
And according to this passage, the human you should sacrifice is yourself.
所以从这段经文我们也看到呢，我们要献上的是我们自己。
In other words,If you want to offer a thanksgiving offering that is acceptable to God, you figuratively need to crawl on top of this burning offering and offer yourself to God.
就是说，你可以想象这样一个场景，就是说我们要把我们自己献上的时候，就是我们要把我们真的是摆在这个祭坛上面啊，来献上。
And the Apostle Paul says, if you consider.How Jesus gave his life to you, it only makes sense for you to give his life back to him. Give your own life back to him.
保罗告诉我们说，神耶稣基督把他自己献给我们，那我们同样的也要把我们自己献给神。
And to offer your life as a living sacrifice may mean that you may need to follow the footsteps of our brothers in Syria.Who actually died as martyrs for their Christian faith.
就是说我们把自己当作活祭献给神，可能我们就像在叙利亚这些弟兄姐妹一样，他们把自己的生命就是献给神殉道，为神殉道。
But it's more likely that you won't necessarily have to die for Christ, but instead you'll have to live for Christ.
但也许呢，就是说你。并不一定要为神殉道，但是你要把你自己，就是把自己摆上。
Because oftentimes it's hard to live for Christ than it is to die for him.
那我们知道，很多时候呢，我们为神而活的好像比为神殉道更难。
A few years ago, a college freshman told me that when she was going to go off to college, that she planned on experiencing everything that she missed out on.When she was growing up in church,
几年以前呢，有一个新来的大学生，他就告诉我说，他上了大学以后呢，他要享受很多他以前在因为去教会没有做到的事情。
So she dropped out of her church, but she remained my friend on Facebook, so I was able to keep tabs on what she was doing.
所以呢，他就不去教会了。但是好在的是，他还把我放在他的 Facebook 上面。这样我可以知道他的一些行踪。
And the first couple of years were pretty concerning for me because it looked like she was going to a lot of wild and crazy parties.
在头两年呢，我真的是很替她担心，因为呢，知道她就是经常去参加一些非常疯狂的一些 party.
But the last 2 years it seemed like she settled down and she really wasn't all that involved in the party scene.
但是后两年呢，好像他也安静下来了，好像也不再过多的去参加那些聚会 party 了。
However, as far as I know, she never really recommitted her life, and she never got back involved in a Christian community.
但是呢，很遗憾的是，我知道她也并没有后来并没有回到教会，也没有真的是在教会没有做参与教会的事情。
Though she knew that Jesus Christ had died on the cross for her sin.She chose to live her life for herself rather than giving her life back to Jesus.
虽然她知道耶稣基督为她死，但是呢，她选择呢，她要为自己活，而不是为耶稣基督活。
Though she never denied her faith in Jesus, she was like the Old Testament priest who offered a thanksgiving offering that was blind, sick, and lame, instead of a thanksgiving offering that was without defects.
所以就像旧约这些祭司一样，他是把他就是不好的这些有缺陷的献给神，而不是把他最好的来献给神。
She had so much to offer God during her college years, but instead she wasted her college years seeking her own glory rather than the glory of God.
他在大学四年有这么多可以来摆上自己来服侍神的，但是呢，他没有这样做，反而为了满足自己的需要来荣耀自己。
I want to particularly address the freshmen that are here today.
我特别想对我们今年新来的新生来就是特别的来强调这一点。
Have you offered your life as a living sacrifice to God?
你有没有把自己真的是当作活祭献给神呢？
Are you willing to tell God, no matter what you want, I'm willing to do it for you?
你是不是要这样愿意跟神说，无论你让我做什么，我就做什么？
I'll say what you want me to say.
你让我说什么，我就说什么。
I'll do what you want me to do.
你让我做什么，我就做什么。
I'll go where you want me to go.
你让我去哪，我就去哪。
When you think of all that God has done for you, anything less than everything is cheating God.
当我们想到神为我们所摆上的、所做的这一切的话，如果我们不能把自己完全摆上的话，那我们就是在欺骗神。
Whether you are a college freshman, a high school freshman, somebody younger or somebody older,Are you willing to pray right now and offer your body as a living sacrifice?
无论你是大学的新生，还是中学的新生，还是高中的新生，无论你是怎样的年龄段，但是你是不是愿意向神祷告说，把自己当作活祭献给神呢？
So let's just spend a few moments in silent prayer, just telling God that we want to commit.This next school year to God, and we're going to give Him everything.
所以我们就来默默的来祷告，就说在新的一个学期里，我们愿意立定心志，把我们自己献上来献给神。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your mercies.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你的怜悯。
And since you've been so merciful to us, we want to offer our lives as a living sacrifice.
你是这样子的怜悯我们，所以我们愿意把我们自己当作活祭献给你。
We pray particularly for the freshmen that they would start their school year dedicated to you.
我们特别的为今年的新生来祷告，让他们真是愿意把自己的生活、把自己的生命，真是把自己献给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So the second kind of human sacrifice that God wants us to offer can be found in Romans chapter 15, verses 15 and 16.
第二类祭呢，神让我们所献的呢，可以在罗马书十五章十六节到十五节到十六节可以看到。
The Apostle Paul writes, "But I have written you very boldly to you on some points, so to remind you again, because of the grace that was given from God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable."Sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
使徒保罗在这里说，但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的祭信，特因神所给我的恩典，使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
As Christians.It's not only our priestly duty to offer our own bodies as a living sacrifice, but it's also our priestly duty to proclaim the gospel of God.
所以我们作为祭司的基督徒，我们不仅要把我们自己当作活祭献给神，同时我们也要去传福音。
The word gospel means good news.
我们知道，这个福音呢的意思就是说好消息。
What is the good news of God?
那神的好消息是什么呢？
Paul defines this good news in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 through 4.
使徒保罗呢在定义神这个好消息的时候，我们可以在哥林多前书15章1到4节可以找到。
To save time, I'll have Xiaohong read this passage, and those of us who know English can read it on the screen.
这里说，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。 我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
Good news of God is that Jesus died on the cross for your sins so that you could be rescued from hell, and that he rose again from the dead so that you could enter into heaven.
我们知道这个好消息就是说神为我们的罪死在十字架上，那我们的罪可以得赦免，同时神又复活了，让我们可以有一个永生的生命。
In other words,Once you realize that Jesus Christ gave his life for you, then you realize it's your priestly duty not only to give your life back to him, but also to share this good news with other people.
当你知道耶稣基督为你死的时候，你不仅把自己当作活祭献给神，而且呢，你作为祭司这样的身份，你也要把福音传给其他的人。
In other words,God didn't bless you with the gospel so that you could keep it just to yourself. Instead, he blessed you with the gospel so that you could share it with others.
就是说神把福音给你，并不是只是让你自己就是把这个留给自己，同时呢，你要把这个好消息传给周围的人。
So, are you offering the gospel as a Thanksgiving offering to God?
那你有没有真的是把这个传福音这个祭献给神呢？
When was the last time you shared this good news with somebody else?
你是最后一次向别人传福音是什么时候？
In Romans 15 verse 16, the Apostle Paul shares his purpose for proclaiming the gospel.
在罗马书15章16节，使徒保罗这样说，
It is so that Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God.
所以呢，就是就是让外邦人可以得救，可以蒙神悦纳。
In other words, the Apostle Paul wasn't interested in merely making converts who believed in Jesus. Instead, he wanted to make disciples who lived for Jesus.
就是说使徒保罗并不是只想让这些外邦人只是转回成为基督徒，而是说他要真是希望他们可以把自己的生命献给神，把自己生命献给神。
But how would he know whether these disciples were truly living for Jesus?
但是他怎么知道这些门徒真是为神而活的呢？
The answer can be found in verse 14.
那我们在十四节呢可以看到，
In this verseThe Apostle Paul lists three characteristics of disciples who are an acceptable offering to God.
所以在这一节里，我们看到使徒保罗让我们看到有三个特质呢，知道是门徒是把自己献给神的。
I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and competent to instruct one another.
弟兄们，我自己也深信你们是满有良善，充足了诸般的知识，你们彼此劝诫。
According to this passage, a disciple who is an acceptable offering to God will number one, be full of goodness, number two, be filled with knowledge, and number three, be competent to instruct others.
所以在这节里我们看到是一个委身的门徒呢，他是满有良善的，他是有诸般的知识的，他也是可以劝诫他人。
As an English congregation pastor, I want to make disciples who have these three characteristics.
作为英文堂的牧师呢，我就是想这样造就我们的门徒有这样三个特质。
And as we look at each of these characteristics, ask yourself, do you have these characteristics? And are you influencing others to have these characteristics as well?
当我们来看这三个特质的时候，你可以想一想，你有没有这三个特质，或者说你愿不愿意造就他人，让他们也有这三个特质。
Let's take a look at the second characteristic first.
那我们先来看第二个特性特质。
A disciple who is an acceptable offering to God is filled with knowledge.
我们这里说到这个被神所悦纳的这个门徒呢，是充满诸般的知识的。
He not only knows what he believes, but he also knows why he believes.
他不仅知道他信的是什么，而且知道他为什么要信这些。
In other words, he is theologically sound.
就是说他在神，就是有非常神学的观点是非常有充足的。
The English Worship sermon series during the next 2 years will be entitled "Making Disciples Who Love the Lord with All Their Minds."
我们在英文堂的这个两年的主题呢，就是说我们要训练门徒去全心的来爱神。
We're going to use the chapters from this huge book as an outline for the topics that we're going to preach every Sunday.
我们用这本厚书呢，来这些里面那些主题呢，来讨论这怎样来成为一个全心摆上的门徒。
This book is called Gruden's Systematic Theology.
这本书就叫 Gruden's 他的系统神学。
It's going to be a sermon series based upon theology and apologetics.
这些讯息呢是关于神学还有护教学方面的。
In other words, David Liu, John Barwick, and I will not only teach Christians what to believe about theological issues, but we will also teach why it makes sense to believe that it's true.
在这些课程里David 还有John Barwick 还有Paul 牧师他们就来讲就是为什么我们要来信仰是我们的信仰到底是怎样建立在这些上面。
For example, we will not only preach what the Bible says about the existence of God, but we will also preach about why it makes sense to actually believe in the existence of God.
就是说我们不仅要讲为什么神的存在而且讲为什么有哪些证据证明神的存在
Not only will we have a Cornell genetics professor come to preach about why it's theologically important to believe in the historical Adam we'll also have him give a workshop on the scientific evidence that there is a historical Adam
那我们要请考尼亚的遗传学的一个教授呢，他来讲，就是说，亚当这个人是有历史证据，而且他是也是有科学的证据的。他要做讲座来讲这一点。
In an era when tolerance is often valued more than truth, we want to equip people in our church to know the truth, so that the truth will make them free.
在我们现今这个好像容忍就很多有宽容但是不追求真理的时代呢我们要向大家来传讲真理也让真理让他们得自由
But the Apostle Paul indicates that a disciple who is an acceptable offering to God is not only filled with knowledge but also filled with goodness
那我们这里使徒保罗也告诉我们说我们不仅要有诸般的知识而且呢我们要充满了良善
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 2 the Apostle Paul writes If I have all knowledge but do not have love I'm nothing
在哥林多前书13章2节就是使徒保罗就这样说他说如果我有诸般的知识但没有爱那我就算得什么
Love without knowledge may be mere sentimentality But knowledge without love is a mere trivial pursuit.
但是我们知道，如果我们只有知识没有爱的话呢，那我们真的是算不了什么。
I think the reason why many well-intentioned Christians today water down God's teaching on sexual immorality is because they think that supporting an immoral lifestyle is the most loving thing to do.
那我们也知道现今的很多基督徒呢他们就是太多过多的讲爱然后他们对这些在性方面混乱的人呢他们并不斥责反而他们觉得是因为爱他们支持他们
Unfortunately, they do not know the clear teachings of the Bible or they don't know how self-destructive that immorality is to a person's life
很遗憾的是呢，这些基督徒呢，他们并不能清楚地明白圣经的教导，而且他们也不明白这个淫乱的这种生活呢，对人有多大的杀伤力。
But part of the reason why they aren't willing to consider the Bible's teaching is because those of us who have clear understanding of the Bible can come across as condemning and self-righteous.
或者说这些人很多时候他们就觉得他们好像就是坚持圣经的话好像会被人谴责说他们觉得认为他们是自义的。
But a self-righteous Christian is an oxymoron.
那我们知道呢以自己为义的基督徒是一个非常矛盾的一个事情。
If we truly understand the gospel, we will realize that we are not superior to other people.
如果我们真正的明白圣经的教导的话，我们就不会认为我们比别人要强。
Instead, we'll see ourselves as sinners saved by grace.
反而我们知道我们是蒙恩的罪人。
And that will lead us to gratefully offer to God our thanksgiving offerings.
这样子我们才可以把我们真是把自己当作活祭来感恩的来献给神。
And that is why I emphasize the importance of application so much in our sermons and our Bible studies.
所以这是我为什么在我的讲道还有在学习我们查经的时候特别强调就是把我们所信的可以在生活里面可以实践出来。
But the Apostle Paul indicates that a disciple who is an acceptable offering to God is not only filled with knowledge and is not only full of goodness, but he is also competent to instruct others.
这里但是我们保罗也告诉我们说我们就是不仅要有良善满有良善有充满了诸般的智慧而且我们还可以彼此劝诫。
According to John MacArthur, the word to instruct means to lead somebody away from a false path into a true path by warning and teaching. It's a comprehensive word for counseling.
这里 John MacArthur 他这样说他说这个劝诫呢就是借着教导和警告呢可以让这个人从错误的路上出来可以走到正确的路上去。
In other words, the Roman Christians treated each other the way that Jesus treated the woman caught in adultery.
就是这里我们也借着耶稣基督怎样对待这个行淫的妇人我们可以来理解这个劝诫的意思。
He didn't condemn her by rejecting her.
他并没有就是谴责她，把她拒绝她。
But he did not condone her self-destructive sin by affirming it as an alternative lifestyle.
他也就是说他也告诉她就是说不应该再去犯罪了。
Instead, he treated her with compassion and said, "Go and sin no more."
而且神是这样子充满了爱来对他说说你去吧不要再犯罪了
Like Jesus, the Roman Christians were able to lead each other away from false paths and into the true path.
就像耶稣基督一样这些罗马的基督徒呢他可以把这些走在错路上的这个弟兄姐妹又重新拉回来让他们走到正路上去
They didn't ignore problems that they saw in each other because they wereconcerned about coming across as too intrusive.
他们并没有担心，好像说他们如果来劝诫他们，好像让他们会不高兴。
Instead, they had the ability to teach and the courage to confront.
相反的是呢，他们有这样子能力来教训他们，而且可以面对他们的错。
You see, the Apostle Paul was not only a priest, but he was a priest who made priests.
那我们看到了使徒保罗他不仅是一个祭司而且他是一个可以训练祭司的祭司
And he was not only a priest who made priests but he was a priest who made priests who made priests
他不仅是一个祭司而且他可以训练别人让他们也成为别人的祭司
In other words, he was not merely someone who made disciples but he was somebody who made disciples who made disciples
就是说他自己呢不仅训练门徒而且他所训练的门徒呢也可以去训练门徒
As a priest of God, are you growing in knowledge and goodness?
那作为神的祭司那你有没有在知识上增长呢
If you are, that's great, but are you also instructing others to grow in knowledge and in goodness?
如果是这样子的话真的是很好但是你有没有去劝诫别人让他们也可以在知识上在良善上增长呢
And are you instructing them to instruct others to grow in knowledge and goodness?
然后就是你所影响这些人，他们也是不是也可以影响他人，让他们可以在知识上、良善上可以增长呢？
If so, you are an offering that's acceptable to God.
那如果是这样子的话呢，你所献的祭呢，是神所是蒙神悦纳的。
But if your only Christian community experience is going to worship and large group meetings of campus ministries, you probably are not an acceptable offering to God.
但是如果你的就是说在信仰上的生活只是说去参加一些大的一些团体的这个布道会等等之类的活动的话。
And that's why it's so important to get involved in a small group discussion group where you have opportunities to instruct one another and hold each other accountable.
但是就是在这些大型的机会上，可能你没有机会去影响别人，所以你应该参加这些小的一些讨论的团体呢，来借着这样子的机会呢，来去影响，来勉励别人。
For the English congregation, these groups take place.In our discipleship groups after the worship service.
就英文堂呢，这样子的机会呢，就是在崇拜完以后呢，我们有这样子的训练的机会。
For the Chinese congregation, it happens during their Friday fellowships or in Sunday school.
在中文堂呢，那就是在星期五的查经以及成人主日学上面呢，可以有这样子学习的机会。
Freshmen, during the next few weeks.You'll decide on the church and the campus ministry that you will commit to.
我知道新生们在将来的这几个星期，我们要决定了去哪个教会，或是参加校园的哪个基督教的团契。
Our church does not have the monopoly on good Christian community.
那我们也知道我们的教会呢，不仅仅是唯一的一个好的基督教的教会。
But I encourage you to choose a Christian community that emphasizes the importance of learning biblical truth, that encourages you to apply that biblical truth, and that equips you to instruct others to learn that biblical truth and apply it to their lives.
但是我鼓励你就是要寻找这样一个基督教的一个团体呢，在那里你可以真的是可以学到真理，而且呢而且可以把真理呢实践到你的生活里面去，而且这样的团体呢就是训练可以有源头出来，而且就是可以去彼此建造的。
And if you decide to commit to our church, I hope that you help our church become more effective at doing that.
如果你决定来真的是参加我们的教会呢，我也希望你能帮助我们，让我们可以成为这样一个教会呢，可以去建造源头的一个教会。
It's a glorious privilege to be a priest of God.
那我们知道呢，做神的祭司呢，是一个非常荣耀的一个身份。
But with great privileges come great duties.
但是我们知道，这样的荣耀的身份呢，是需要有重要的一个职责。
And it is our glorious duty to offer ourselves as living sacrifices to God. And it's also our glorious duty to proclaim the gospel so that others will offer themselves as living sacrifices to God.
所以呢，我们荣耀的职责呢，就是说我们要把我们自己当作活祭献给神，同时呢，我们要去传福音，然后呢，让他们成为神的门徒，基督的门徒，让他们也可以把自己的生命当作活祭献给神。
Will you shirk that duty, or will you fulfill that duty?
那你是逃避这个责任呢，还是说你要完成这样一个责任？
Let's all stand for the song of response.
让我们来起立来唱这个回应诗歌。
The song we're going to sing is "I Love to Tell the Story."
我非常愿意传福音。
And